Live and local, this is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And our Primetime Newsmaker this morning is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
Are you afraid next time you or a loved one falls, they might not be able to get back up, or worse, they may be injured? Do you struggle getting to and from doctor or wound care appointments? This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare. Let our dedicated staff of caring nurses work with your doctor to provide a care plan to ease your worries. We provide skilled nursing services, therapy services, home health aid services, wound care, and much more. Our goal is to keep you happy, healthy, and safe in your home. Check us out at hometownhealthcare.net or call 342-2600. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the final morning of February 2023, and we're very pleased to be joined on our Primetime Newsmaker this morning by Emporia Community Foundation Executive Director Becky Nirenberg. Becky, good morning. How are you?
I am doing absolutely fantastic. How are you?
Super fantastic on this end. Becky, thanks for giving us some time here this morning. Always a pleasure to talk to you. You know, spring isn't quite here yet, but I think it'd be a good day to open a window. What do you say?
Well, if you couldn't tell our cows that. We've got about 50 calves on the ground right now, and if you can hear, I've got a couple of bottle calves in the background. I'm out doing my chores right now. And, boy, it's been a good spring for calving and for us out here on the farms and ranches, so...
Well, as I mentioned, a window opens today, correct?
Well, actually, the applications come out tomorrow, but we're letting you give the sneak. We're letting you guys make the announcement. So
yeah, March the 1st is tomorrow, so I guess we have a window open tomorrow then, huh?
Yes, we do. We are going to be having the applications available for the 10th annual Match Day, Greater Emporia Match Day.
Well, that is outstanding. And 10 years, Becky, that is impressive.
Oh, yes, it is. It was started by Shirley Antis and Lonnie Heinen with the vision of helping organizations, and it started out, I believe, with 15 organizations 10 years ago, and I think around $30,000 in matching funds. And last year, and I think they raised around $65,000 that year. Last year, we had 28 organizations, $70,000 in matching funds, and raised $501,000 in Match Day, and it just... It's such a tribute to the greater Emporia area that people are so generous and very passionate about what they believe in and the organizations we have that make our community such a great place to live.
Well, over 9 years, that total number is really impressive, isn't it?
It's like $2.4 million to 48 organizations in the past over 9 years.
So you'll beginning tomorrow, begin accepting applications for Match Day 2023. So how will this process work, Becky?
Well, they'll be able to get applications on our website, or there will be a link on our Facebook page, or they can go ahead and stop in our office and get one. If they get it on over the Internet, it's a fillable PDF, and they just have to fill in the blanks and then email it back into us, or they can bring it into our office and drop it off. If they come by our office and we don't happen to be open, there is a drop box on the west side at the west entrance of our office, so they can put it in there. And they've got the whole month of March to go ahead and do that, and as of 5 p.m. then on Friday, March 31st, they've got to be into our office or they won't be accepted after that.
Becky, I know that you guys have a lot of different organizations that come on each year. You've got some new faces every year, but you see a lot of returners as well. When it comes to the application process, is there any kind of preference given maybe to the organizations that have participated before? Do you really look to try and get some fresh blood in there every year?
Well, we look at each application separately, really. We do look at the ones that have been there before, and we try to get a good mix of different organizations throughout the community and different representations of different causes. But it was in the very beginning that the first ones were guaranteed to be in for a certain number of years. But now they're not. They're in there just like the rest of them fighting for a spot. And the committee chaired by Ruth Wheeler does a great job, and they go over all the minute details to determine which organizations are going to make it.
Well, and you kind of expanded the number of organizations that participated last year, too, didn't you?
Well, we had 34 applications, and frankly, there was several that just didn't fit because of whatever the requirements were. And when they came right down to it, we had more money for matching than we had in the past, and they looked and they said they couldn't justify kicking three of them out. And so we went from 25 up to 28 organizations last year, and we've been able to do that. I know a lot of people really enjoyed coming down and visiting and seeing people at the Flint Hills Mall, but by having it on the internet now and having a web page and having the actual event in our office, we've been able to expand beyond what the mall was capable of handling. And, of course, we go back there for the announcement, and we go back there for the announcement of who the groups are. We go back there for the to pass out the checks. But we are able to expand and do more groups because of the fact we have our website.
Well, it's been, I'll tell you what, a wonderful event each and every year. Hard to believe this will be year 10.
Yeah.
Victoria's Match Day coming up in November. And, wow, so the application window opens tomorrow, and the deadline is no later than 5 p.m. on March the 31st. So matching money going to be looking good this year, Becky?
Right now we have a little more matching money than we had last year. And I want to throw in, too, we do have some qualifications that groups have to meet in order to be a part of Match Day. One of them is we want the smaller organizations, and so they have to have an operating budget of $175,000 or less. Also, we've asked now that they have a fund with the Emporia Community Foundation. It doesn't have to be endowed. It can be a non-endowed fund, but we want them to see the advantage of having a fund with us and being able to get donations that way. And so those are two of the requirements that we've got.
All right. Information available on the Community Foundation's website. That is emporiacf.org. Anything else we need to throw into the mix here this morning, Becky?
We are just really excited about it, and we will be announcing the organizations who are selected on May 11th. Chuck's going to be out there with us. I believe it'll be Chuck. Somebody from KDOE will be with us at the Flint Hills Mall. And he looked so good in his tuxedo last fall when we gave out the checks.
Yeah, he looked really spiffy, that is for sure.
Yes.
Well, it's done so much good. And as Becky mentioned, over $2.3 million has been gifted to like 48 Emporia area nonprofits over the past 9 years. So we are excited that Match Day will once again be back and be an important event here in Emporia. Coming up, well, starting really, in effect, tomorrow is the application window opens. Becky, thanks as always for your time. We appreciate that.
Oh, thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Emporia Community Foundation Executive Director Becky Nirenberg. 2023 Match Day. The application window starts tomorrow and closes on March 31st. And again, the Emporia Community Foundation website is emporiacf.org. Tegan?
Yeah, that's right. And just for those of you that are maybe looking to get here on the morning show for our primetime newsmakers, we are completely full up for the week, but we do still have some openings for next week, including on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. So if you want to go ahead and get on the morning show, be able to highlight your cause or your event, be sure to give us a call here at KVOE at 620-342-5863. We can get you on the morning show.
And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapies. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Hometown Healthcare. 7:32, sunny 35 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
March Madness is approaching, and another NCAA champion will be crowned.